So here we are in a moisture-laden day in Chiang Mai, Thailand, and Giriraj is quite happy to be here seeing the rain and seeing the devotees. All right, well, this evening is an informal gathering here. We are having an evening program, but somehow or another, some lights have sprung up and some cameras have sprung up, but we are here together, and we'll do just a mini vandanam, and then whatever I'm meant to do, others have their ideas. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Anmelitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Om Vancha Kaupa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Svarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Name Gaura Dvije Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And as we are here with Giriraj presiding over us, we can read the composition about Giriraj, Sri Govinda Kund Mahatmya. Okay, so it's the Govinda Kund Mahatmya by Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhaktisandha Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. And we were just thinking of Govinda Kund and Navadeep Chaitanya Sarasatmat, and this is composed by Gurudev, and not commonly sung. Usually the devotees are singing the arati to Giriraj in Gupta Govardhan, or the arati to Giriraj in Govardhan, Anu Giriraj. So we can read this at least. It is very short, 5 verses. So Sri Govinda Kund Mahatmya. We need translations. No, we're all good. So Surabhi, the divine cow who appeared from churning the milk ocean, lovingly bathed Brajendra Nandan Krishna with her own milk. The pond filled with that milk, Sri Govinda Kund, graces beautiful Govardhan with exquisite beauty. The transcendental water of this kund can banish even the greatest sins, the threefold miseries, adhyatmic, adidaivic, and adibhautic, and all fears of this material world are destroyed by bathing in or drinking this water. Sometimes, by great fortune, someone will get to taste the water of Govinda Kund as that milk, attain a transcendental form, and go to Krishna Loka. Anyone who bathes in Sri Govinda Kund, desiring to serve Sri Krishna, attains divine service of Sri Sri Radha Krishna in Gupta Govardhan, the hidden Govardhan hill. So this is Samudra Sambhava Gabi Surabhi Apana Dugde Abhisheka Koilo Brajendra Nandana Se Dugde Purnakunda Sri Govinda Nama Ramya Giri Govardhane Shobhe Abhirama. Kundabari Mahapapahari Se Chinmoya Snane Pane Bhava Bhaya Tritapa Nashaya Bahu Bhagye Keho Se Dukdasvada Paya Chidananda Deho Labhi Krishna Loke Jaya Shri Krishna Manase Jeba Kore Heta Snana Gupta Govah Danhe Radha Krishna Seva Pana. Anyway, beautiful verse about Govinda Kund. We have a whole songbook of various songs and prayers that we don't often chant. Sometimes we can be reminded of the treasures which are there. Jai Shri Govinda Kund ki jai, Jai Shri Girirajin Govinda Kund ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Sarasat Nath ki jai. But now we shall drive from Navadvip to Jagannath Puri. We shall drive instead of by car, we shall drive by the mind, because the mind is the fastest vehicle that we know of to go somewhere. So we're going to go to Jagannath Puri because today is the anniversary, several years anniversary. So anniversary from several years ago of the installation of Sri Sri Nittai Chaitanya Dev in Jagannath Puri. Oh, so we can also sing their arati song or read their arati song this evening too. But many devotees have heard the pastimes of Nittai and Chaitanya of going to Puri. But just now, we are asked here, please tell us about the installation of Nittai and Chaitanya Dev in Puri, and what pastimes did they have in going to Puri? So we can mention maybe briefly, because we maybe talked to all of you, maybe all of you heard this Leela before, I do not know. But Gurudev, he asked to Guru Maharaj about establishing temples, etc. And Guru Maharaj said to him, don't make many temples, otherwise you will find much burden in the management of these temples. But in Jagannath Puri, in Vrindavan Govardhan, and in Calcutta, there you can make some temples and ashrams for our devotees, because our devotees are constantly going to these places, and Puri and Vrindavan are considered as different rooms of the same house as Navadvip. Navadvip, Puri and Vrindavan. And Calcutta is the nearest city to Navadvip, and so devotees are always transiting through Calcutta. So Gurudev wanted, they both wanted that the Calcutta temple will be the transit station, as Gurudev said. It will be transit station. Devotees come there on their way from the train station or from the airport, on their way from their journey to Navadvip, and vice versa. When they're heading back from Navadvip, then Calcutta is the natural hub. So to make an ashram in Calcutta as a transit station, and to make the temple an ashram in Puri and in Vrindavan, Govardhan. So in Puri, then Gurudev, he sent various devotees to follow some leads of how to get some property, to search out some land suitable for a temple in Puri. And Gurudev was repeatedly a little unhappy. The devotees are coming back and saying, oh, that there is this piece of land, but this other piece of land, but, and nothing was going smoothly for getting a piece of land. And then Gurudev made the decision, I myself will go. And before he went to Puri, he said, I will go and I will get property within 7 days. Perhaps, he says, I like that, within 7 days. Like, I will get property. It must be. I am going for this purpose. And Guru Maharaj wants that we'll have a temple here, so there must be a place for us. So Guru Maharaj, Guru Dev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, he went to Jagannath Puri, and I believe it was within 7 days, like within a very short time, Guru Dev went there, and property came, and by his mood of going to Puri, and always he was saying consistently, in Jagannath Puri, everything is happening by the grace of Jagannath. We have to get his permission. And Jagannath, he can do anything and everything. And Guru Maharaj has given his blessing for a temple and ashram in Puri. So it must be, we have a place in Puri. But where that place is, I myself will go, I shall find this place with prayer to Guru Maharaj and Jagannath. So he then got this land, this property in Puri. And in Puri, that time was a very quiet area. Now a little more noisy. But that time was a very quiet area. And there was a building there. And the building is still the same building which is there with the kitchen and the room which was of Puri Maharaj until he passed away recently, and the downstairs brahmachari rooms. That bungalow, ground floor, was there. And then in the front was a small garden. And we drove Gurudev to Puri. At that time, after he'd secured it, got that place, we went back to Puri where he was going to make some arrangement for construction. And that time, the car, which is only a small car, when we pulled in and came through the gate, it's almost like the car filled the whole garden, and then there was this building, L-shaped building beside it. And I'm thinking, how will you fit a temple in here? It's like such a, like a small area. But Gurudev has his vision, and within that space, this beautiful temple came, which is in that exact garden area, and the building around it was developed and made taller so that there was more accommodation for the servitors. So we went there earlier. We went different times and with Gurudev to Puri. So then the construction takes place, etc., and then it comes time for installing the deities in Puri. The deities, they're going to come, and the deities took birth. No, not sure about the birth part. Anyway, they were manifested from the deity makers in Nabadeep, so they needed to come from Nabadeep to Jagannath Puri. So first of all, they came to Calcutta, the transit station. So even Nitai and Chaitanya used our temple in Calcutta as a transit station. And then from Calcutta, then we are all there for just maybe a couple of days. Anyhow, we're all there a few days, actually, in Calcutta before going on to Puri. And Gurudev is discussing about, how we will go to Puri. And at that time, there were several devotees, Western devotees, and of course, always there are Indian devotees, but there were several devotees. And Gurudev was talking with us, and he was kind of quite, you can say boyish, youthful or something. Like he was, we'll take Gaura Nitai in the car and show them the journey that they used to take, because they used to walk. And so, you know, by car is as close as we're going to get to walking to Puri probably these days. So by car, you know, you can see the environment, you can see the change of the scenery, you can see everything around. And Gurudev was like quite cheerful and jolly with this idea that, we'll take Gaura Nitai in the car and they will see where they where they used to walk or where they walked to Puri. But the devotees and thankfully, I wasn't included in this one. Well, I'm not a devotee. Okay, there's another point. But anyway, not myself, but some of the devotees. They were saying to Gurudev, Gurudev, in the car, the deities will have so much trouble in the car. It's a very small car. And it'll be better if they go on the train. We are arranging, because Guru is inviting everyone to come for the installation. They're saying, oh, we are going on the train. And the train is so easy. We get on the train, we lie down, go to sleep, and in the morning we wake up and we're in Puri. It's like, oh, easy. We don't have any trouble to go on the train. And so they are saying to Gurudev, we'll take on the train. But Gurudev is not agreeing. But then maybe 2 days, 3 days, and then the devotees pretty much say to Gurudev, no, we'll take on the train, Gurudev. And then Gurudev says, okay, then you take on the train. And so they carefully wrapped and took them on the train. And so we went by car. In the car was the ambassador. Registration number WY194, in case you want to know about the car. The ambassador traditional, very solid Indian car. And so we went by car. They went on the train in the evening. And in the morning, probably that way around, yes, while they were going on the train, then we stayed that night in Dum Dum Park, and then in the morning early, we started to get an early start to get through Calcutta before the traffic and to get out onto the highway to come south to Puri. And anyhow, we had many difficulties on the way by car. We had many difficulties and unexplainable, inexplicable or unexplainable, whatever word we want to use. You could not explain some of the things that took place. The car is very simple. It doesn't have any of the modern like computer technology and everything. It's like an engine. It's got a carburetor. It's got a spark that goes bang inside. And it's all like very straightforward. And every mechanic in India can fix Ambassador. The Ambassador was, you know, the classic Indian car, and every mechanic can fix it. But we had problem after problem after problem, and we'd pull in somewhere and have a mechanic look, and the mechanic would do something, and then we would be going, and then after like 2 kilometers, we'd be maximum speed, like 5 kilometers an hour, like walking speed. 5, maybe 10 kilometers an hour. I mean, we were struggling. Then we get to another mechanic and they're all puzzled by what it is. And then we get to move. Then we get to go for some distance. Then we get a puncture. And then we fix the puncture, go for some distance, something else happened. And this went on all the way through the day. And throughout the day, when after like the second, third, everything, Gurudev said, Goranitai, they are unhappy. They wanted to come in the car. They wanted to come in the car. They didn't want to just close their eyes and arrive in Puri. They wanted to come also and see everything. They are displeased. And that went on, and still struggling in the evening. It's now become dark. It's becoming 9 o'clock. We've come, had other problems. This happened, that happened, so many things happened. And then, thinking logically, and then I mentioned to Gurudev, isn't it, maybe it's a good idea, we find some lodging and we sleep the night and we continue tomorrow. But Gurudev wouldn't have it. No, we're going to keep on going, keep on going, keep on going. And then, all that day, then literally all the night as well, until after daybreak. We got there maybe after 7 a.m. the next day. More than 24 hours of driving and going, which really gives an average speed of something very slow, because it's, I think, from Calcutta perhaps 650 kilometers or something like that, I think. It's not a huge distance. Anyway, we got to Puri, and all the time Gurudev saying, the deities are displeased, the deities are displeased. And so anyway, we arrived in Puri. And then after that, of course, once we meet up with Nithai Chaitanya Dev and all the programs start to take place for the installation, then all this gets gradually forgotten. But Gurudev, of course, never forgot that Nithai and Chaitanya Dev wanted to see where they had been. And actually, I've been with Gurudev to Calcutta, to Puri by car on different occasions, but also by train to Puri, because we've been different times to Puri with Gurudev. And Gurudev, he would go by train, on the day train. That time it was a Dauli Express. Actually, still there is a Dauli Express. It leaves at 6 o'clock in the morning, approximately. And Gurudev, he wants to go on the day train so we can see where Mahaprabhu and Nityananda and all the devotees, because so many devotees, headed by Shivananda Sen, they would go every year for the 4 months of the rainy season. They'd come down for the Jagannath Rath Yatra and then stay in Puri for an extended length of time. They would come each year, and Nityananda Prabhu, he would come. Even when Mahaprabhu said, oh, don't you come next year, you stay there and preach, he couldn't resist but to come and join the gathering in Puri with Mahaprabhu. So many, they took that journey. And Gurudev, when he went by train, he would go by the day train so he could see and watch. And we had actually very sweet time traveling to Puri by train with Gurudev. Gurudev sitting by the window, looking out of the window, singing, telling stories, and just very...
Eating.
Yeah, and what they bring to eat in the train changes as you get towards Puri. And there's some funny things as you get nearer to Puri. But Gurudev, yeah, he liked to snack, to see the different things. And he gave Purnananda Prabhu the certificate for, he knows the best snacks everywhere to get and where to get them and what are the best snacks. So Purnananda got some certificate for that and other things, of course. It wasn't his only quality. But he knew also, when we go from Navadvip to Calcutta, he knew the places to go and what to get where. And in Vrindavan, he knows all the special treats and the places, the best places to get the best traditional things in Vrindavan. Did anyone bring back pera this time from Vrindavan? You brought any pera? For the devotees? Okay, good. One of the classic things from Vrindavan is pera, that everybody asks when you come from Vrindavan. Any pera? So it's a good idea to remember that one. Anyway, we've gone to Puri. And then this day, today was the day, and I'd have to check what year, but it was quite a long time ago, the installation day of the deities in... 92. Maybe. I'm not on the internet here, I don't know.
The king came.
The king came on the installation day. I'm not sure. I know he came, but I'm not sure. I didn't do homework as such. I'm not sure. He did come to Puri. He met with Gurudev. Gurudev met with him, and very respectful, everything. But was it today, the installation day? Yeah, maybe. But quite rapid change of the locality of the temple. I mean, not the temple's in the same place, of course, but the locality around it has become quite busy, and Puri has boomed as a tourist place as well as a pilgrimage place. So lots and lots of hotels around. And the guest house, which is a Seva Ashram, which is, you've got to walk through the back garden, and then it's on the next block behind, which was Gurudev's wish. He was happy for this, because that guest house, it is also used for renting, as opposed to an ashram building. An ashram building, what comes, it comes. It's not for making money at all. But in order to serve Sri Sri Nitai Chaitanya Dev, then Gurudev wanted to make some arrangement so there will be some income for them. For instance, in Hapanya, before establishing deities there, then purchased rice fields so that some income will always be there. The deities will have service, not only today, but for generation after generation. And in Puri, then purchasing rice fields wasn't really the option. It's not that kind of a place. But to make a guest house there so that some income will come for the deities. So the guest house will not be exactly at the temple, but it's one block behind. And so when devotees go, which is only part of the year, or sometimes devotees are there. When devotees go, it's the ashram building, and it's all for the devotees. But when devotees are not there, it's for generating some income for the seva of Nitai Chaitanya Dev. But when that ashram building was being built, it was the only building on that whole stretch. There was not another. It was the only building. And today it is not the only building. There are quite a few others there. So things have changed, as they do, but they've changed there quite a lot. But that area, this area where the ashram, the Seva Ashram and the temple is, this area is the area where Gurudev said, oh, this way Mahaprabhu would walk every day when he would come to bathe in the ocean. He said, oh, he will come here to bathe. It's the natural route to go from the ocean to the Jagannath Puri temple. And that area near Jagannath Puri temple, Gambira, where Mahaprabhu stayed, is also in that region. And behind Gambira is Haridas Thakur's Bhajan Kutia, Haridas Thakur, the Siddha Bokul, the Bokul tree, which has only the outer, like the bark and the outer part of the trunk, the whole inner part of the trunk is hollow. But it is there until today, the Bokul tree. And in Navadeep, the tree right outside Gurudev's house, Acharya Bhavan, in Navadeep, just to the right of his house, also it is hollow. And Gurudev pointed this out. And we are walking there, and Gurudev pointed out that tree. He said, this tree, you see this tree, it is hollow. And he said, this tree is like the Siddha Bokul tree under which Haridas Thakur sat. And he said, this tree is a very special tree. This is the Kalpa Vriksha, and a desire tree. And Gurudev said about that tree beside his house in Navadeep, beside his Acharya Bhavan, he said about that tree, you must be very careful what you think under this tree. And then in due course of time, under other trees in Navadeep, there are sitting places. They put sitting places under the trees so you can sit and you can chant and hopefully not talk Brahmya Katha, but can talk some Hare Katha under the trees, because they're all special trees. But under that tree, then, and to satisfy Gurudev, then Acharya Maharaj, he made not a sitting wall, but a wall with a pointed top around, so that people won't sit under the tree and give their respect, and you know, be very careful about being underneath that tree. So that kind of relationship between the two. Also, our temple in Puri, the location, it is near Chatak Parvat. And Chatak Parvat is the Puri Dam equivalent area of Govardhan Hill. So, not by like planning, we are going to go to Govardhan Hill, but how the property came to Gurudev, how everything came, then it came at the Govardhan Hill part of Puri Dam. And in Vrindavan, the temple they came was at Govardhan, beside Govardhan Hill, right beside the Parikram path. Again, one block off the Parikram path, our temple manifested in Govardhan. And in Vrindavan, and in Navadvip, of course, where we are, it is, as we read just now, the Gupta Govardhan, the hidden Govardhan, at beside Govinda Kund at the foot of Govardhan Hill, the hidden Govardhan in Navadvip. So these three principal pilgrimage places, temples that established by Guru Maharaj and Gurudev, Gurudev in service to Guru Maharaj of Navadvip, Navadvip established by Guru Maharaj, of course, Puri and Vrindavan, all in the Govardhan area, the Govardhan connection. And here we are with Giriraj in Gupta Govardhan, another hidden Govardhan, in a very auspicious place, environment in Thailand, where we are speaking today. So Govardhan is a very strong theme, the shelter, affectionate shelter of Govardhan, as Gurudev would say. We'll take the affectionate shelter of Govardhan Hill. So today is a happy day. Today I remember some of the feast of that day. Deity's installation day in Puri. And Gurudev composed the Nitai Chaitanya Arati for the deities there. And also, why Nitai Chaitanya Dev? Okay, we're having a temple in Puri. Yes, temple and ashram. But Gurudev always thinking, what is the Lord's wish? We're going to invite the Lord to come, so we need to ask him, what form do you wish to come? Something like this. It's not that he is our servant, we are his servant, and who knows this best? You know, Gurudev, he's doing everything with the revealed inspiration for everything. And so Gurudev was thinking for some time, so quite a bit before this, when the temple is going to come. And then one day, he's kind of very happily saying, when we're in Navadvip, he was saying, and which deities we shall have in Puri? We shall have Nitai and Chaitanya Dev. Nitai Chaitanya Dev. And he explained that there must be somewhere in Puri where they will be worshipped together. But he, Gurudev, saying, but as far as I know, I can't think of anywhere where there are Gaur Nitai together in Puri as such. But he said they were in Puri together and their worship must be some place for their worship. Shishi Nitai Chaitanya Dev, they will come to our temple. We shall invite them. And he felt this was the Lord's wish, where Puri, we have all of our connection with Puri through Nitai, through Chaitanya, and through the grace that they have given to show what is the wonderful nature of Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. What is the meaning of the traditional Rath Yatra, which has been taking place for so many generations, for countless length of time practically. And our connection is coming down through that line of Nitai and Chaitanya, of course, through the Guru Parampara. So today was the manifestation day of what we understood, and as far as I know is still, as far as I know, the only temple of Gaur Nitai, where Mahaprabhu and Nityananda are worshipped together in Jagannath Puri. Sri Sri Nitai Chaitanya Dev. And Gurudev was always very happy when he was there, by the way, in Puri. Gurudev's mood always very jolly, and he used to sing very beautifully, very sweetly, like informal singing with the devotees. And Gurudev would go to the beach and, yes, Bhakti Lalita pointed out about how he likes to taste the local, what is available locally. And then Puri, those of us have been to Puri, most of you have been to Puri, they have the vendors with like the thin bamboo with pots on the front and pots on the back hanging, so when they walk, the bamboo sort of bending on their shoulder, and they going calling out samosa, samosa, and whatever things, and Gurudev would be listening to what they're selling, and then he would call, oh yes, you do. And then he would treat us all, and we'd all have some goodies in Jagannath Puri by the grace of Gurudev. Jagannath, yes. And you see, with the devotees, we finished my last Jagannath Prasadam. I thought maybe this last visit, Krishna, Jagannath may give us some more of his Prasadam, but he didn't. But from earlier this year, we had Jagannath Prasadam, and we just finished that at this last Ekadashi or the Ekadashi before. And okay, but you know how we take one grain, two grains, we just take a little bit in our hand and we take and we're thinking, oh, today is a very fortunate day, and we're thinking of Jagannath's big eyes and his mercy, all these things, and how his mercy in particular comes through his prasadam. That's in particular Jagannath's strength of distributing mercy through prasadam. So we are so happy to get these few grains and we take and trying to understand it. This is, oh, Jagannath Prasad, very rare. And then we go to Jagannath Puri, and then not every day, but what will happen in general is a devotee will sponsor a Jagannath Prasad feast, like Jagannath Prasad only. So we are sitting there, as Bhakti says, on the floor, not on any mat, but straight on the floor, sitting, taking off banana leaf plates until today. Still on the banana leaf plate and taking by hand, because we always do. But everything is Jagannath Prasad. And it's like a wonderful festival day to be taking Jagannath Prasadam in Jagannath Puri. It's like an ocean. It's like, oh, ocean of Jagannath Prasad. Ocean of Jagannath Prasad. Very, very beautiful. And yes, taken Jagannath Prasad there with Gurudev, sitting beside Gurudev also by his grace in Jagannath Puri. Very, very happily. And Gurudev so happy in Puri. And Gurudev went to Puri first with Guru Maharaj. He went there shortly, means a little while after joining. He arrived to Guru Maharaj's lotus feet on Narsingha Chaturdasi. And then for Jagannath Rath Yatra time, then Guru Maharaj took him with him to Jagannath Puri before he got initiation. So he's still young boy, come to the temple. And in Puri, Gurudev received Harinam initiation in Jagannath Puri. And where did he receive his Gayatri initiation? Was that same year, then a little later on, during the month of Kartik. In the month of Kartik, then Guru Maharaj gave Gurudev Gayatri initiation when they went on Parikrama in Vrindavan. And also that was an exceptionally short time. Generally, somebody would get first initiation after being for some time in the temple and show their eagerness, they're going to stay, etc., serious. And the second initiation would generally be at least six months after Gurudev explaining this. Because Gurudev also mentioned some of the other brahmacharis thinking, why Guru Maharaj is giving so much affection and attention to this boy. And Guru Maharaj gave him Harinam in Puri and Gayatri in Vrindavan. And Puri, I've driven Gurudev around Puri just to see Puri. He said, oh, let's go. And we drive. And Gurudev looking quietly out of the car, and we're just driving very slowly. And he's saying, oh, go this way. And he pointed out some places, but I today I would not be able to say what those, where those places are exactly, but he said, he's looking at the wind saying, this must be where Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where his office was, or his place in Puri, and another place is. And he was very happy to see around Puri. And today's the installation day, but we've gone to Puri, so while we're in Puri also, I mean, Gurudev, I've been with Gurudev, driven Gurudev to the deities during Ratha Yatra time, and been with him when he's in front of the deities. And really, when you're standing beside Gurudev and you're seeing Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, you're just thinking, I mean, what's going through Gurudev's mind? I mean, I know what I can see, but we know Mahaprabhu sees most wonderful things. We know the Gurudev sees all these wonderful things. But it's like just to be beside that transaction that's taking place between Jagannath, and then we go to Subhadra, then to Baladev. Right? We are going to the different carts and standing there with Gurudev. It's very sweet. Yes, it was in the evening. That's when we went. When they've stopped, when the cart is stopped, and then some opportunity to go. And I was surprised we were able to drive there. And it may be because of Gurudev. I mean, I don't think, if I'd just driven the car around there, I don't think they'd have let us pass the barrier. But they see Gurudev, and then we are able to drive. We were able to drive there. Hare Krishna. And today's an auspicious day. But I don't know all the astrological things about its auspiciousness. But this day, I mean, Gurudev always chooses a good day to start things, as it were. And today on the calendar, it's an auspicious day. Somebody who has a calendar can say the name of the day. Louder? Auran Shashti. Hare Krishna. So then, should we sing Nitai Chaitanya Arati? I mean, just, we're all here and basically we're having our informal evening program. Read a question from Gupta Govardhan.
Yeah, there is a question.
From Gupta Govardhan.
To you.
From this place, the people here.
Oh, okay, because there's a devotee called Gupta Govardhan. There is. I mean, I know him very well. Okay.
We'll just skip the Gupta Govardhan question. There is another one from Ukraine. So we prioritize it. From Achyuta Nandabhas.
Acha, Dandabhat.
Dandabhat pronounced from Ukraine. Maybe will that tell some words of guidance about sadhana in non-temple conditions?
Yes. It's not exactly on the theme of our evening talk. But Achyutananda Prabhu, you know the essence of what is required of us all. We want to try to make our life Krishna-centered every day and all day. Not as a part-time thing, but by making our morning auspicious, our evening auspicious, the middle of the day, hopefully, will start to become auspicious by itself. So, I mean, this in brief is the answer. We know what is a morning program of the temple. We know what's the evening program of the temple. We'll try to reflect that within our home, within our flat, within our prison cell, whatever it may be, wherever we are in this world. We will try to be with our eye to Krishna. And on days like today, we want to try to have some remembrance of the particular days which come up in the calendar. Gurudev would always reflect something on these days, keep association with the devotees. Don't criticize anybody, praise everybody. Criticize one person, oneself, but don't criticize anybody else. Keep our life safe. Okay, we're very much having a more or less a Nitai Chaitanya theme today, because they're inauguration, installation day today. And by the way, just now, many of us, we were in Vrindavan, and we see how busy is Vrindavan. I mean, thousands and thousands of pilgrims come from all over India, from all over the world. It's a very, very busy place now. But how is it busy? Through Gaura Nitai, through Gauranga's mercy, and Gauranga's mercy being extended down through those who discovered the lost places in Vrindavan, the lost deities in Vrindavan, the pastime areas, etc., those who wrote books about Krishna Leela, all these things that made Vrindavan famous. And those persons, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Loknath Goswami, Bhargava Goswami, so many engaged establishing the places, re-establishing the lost places of pilgrimage in Vrindavan. So from very much a village time when Mahaprabhu was there, and Mahaprabhu himself discovering Radha Kund. Nobody knew really, oh, Radha Kund, no, we don't know. And then Mahaprabhu is in a paddy field, a rice field. We all know what's a rice field. And showering water on himself from the rice field. So Gaura Nitai, they have brought Krishna consciousness, they've brought awareness of the holy places of Krishna to the world. Without them, then where would these very famous places be today? So Gaura Nitai, we have to always be Gaura conscious, Nitai conscious at every step. And as Guru Maharaj said, some analogy, he said, and if we put our energy to Gaura Nitai, to serving Gauranga, then we will find automatically that deposit, it is there, that credit has been credited to Vrindavan, Radha Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. So we are approaching everything through the grace of Gaura Nitai, which means Nitai is the original guru, and this is our guru parampara, our guru line. We're doing everything through guru, and Mahaprabhu showing himself as a guru, as a teacher, as the ideal devotee. So everything is coming by their grace. So Nitai Shishi Nitai Chaitanya Dev Ki Jai. So, who would like to sing? Bhakti Lalita Devirasi, would you like to kindly sing for us? What page is it on? 34 in the big yellow songbook. Yeah, the first line is Jaya Guru Maharaj Karuna Sagara. All glories to Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, who is like an ocean of mercy. This is the translation of the Arati by Gurudev. By his mercy, Sri Sri Nitai Chaitanya Dev have manifested in Puridham, bestowing auspiciousness upon the whole world and revealing their effulgent devotional service. Sri Nityananda Prabhu's form is dancing ecstatically intoxicated with divine love for Sri Gaura, whose manifestation is Rasaraj Sri Krishna taking the heart and halo of Mahabhava, Srimati Radharani. Both lords are standing fully effulgent, glowing just like freshly cut gold. As garlands of various beautiful forest flowers play on their necks. Millions and millions of cupids fall unconscious before the divine feet of their lordships. Seeing their beauty, millions and millions of cupids fall unconscious before the divine feet of their lordships, seeing their beauty as their divine forms playfully sway to and fro. Okay, so they are seeing the beauty of Nitai Chaitanya Dev as their divine forms playfully sway to and fro. They are dancing, touching the hearts of everyone, and freely bestowing mercy upon the conditioned souls. So this is all about the Lord. Brilliant, the Lord's lordships, brilliant like millions of moons, they stand effulgent upon their jeweled throne. The fortunate souls, their devotional eyes full of love and affection, can see their divine forms. In the temple during the arati, the mridangas resound sweetly as conch shells are blown and the ghee lamp is offered. The different parts of the Vedas within Bhakti Yoga have taken form in each light as a Bhakti Yoga light. And through this form, they are worshipping their lordships in the arati. This is Gurudev's arati song. This type of arati is only seen by the residents of Nabadeep Dham and the dear associates of Sri Chaitanya. Anyone who sees it will be extremely charmed by it. Charmed by it. Sri Chaitanya's dear associates, Sri Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Roy, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Haridas Thakur and Gadadhar Pandit are seeing and performing this arati. They are seeing and performing this arati. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Gopinathacharya and the followers in the Sampradaya of Jiva Goswami are all seeing that arati which is unable to be seen by others. Sri Nityananda and Sri Gaura Mahaprabhu have manifested eternally in Nabadeep Dham, Nadia. But now their divine forms have manifested in Puri Dham, mercifully given by our fortune maker, Sri Gurudev. Inconceivably, Sri Sri Nitai Chaitanya have manifested, and through the mercy of Sri Gurudev, this fallen soul sees their arati and joins within the Sankirtan. Jai Shri Shri Nitai Chaitanya Dev Ki Jai. Jai Guru Maharaj Karuna Sagara. Shri Bhakti Rakshaka Deva Goswami Sridhara. Prakashile Nila Chale Bhuvana Mangala. Nitai Chaitanya Deva Seva Samujvala. Gora Preme Matoyara Nityananda Rupa. Rasaraja Mahabhava Chaitanya Swarupa. Kasita Kanchana Jini Sri Angalabani. Duhungale Vanamala Bhavera Dolani. Urajita koti kama ruparasarange. Madhura natana bhava varabhaya bhange. Koti chandra bhanu shabha, koti chandra bhanu shobha ratna singhasane. Prema netre dheke maha bhagyavana janne. Mradanga mandira baje sushanka dhvanita. Shruti mauli ratna mala deepa nirajita. Bhuvana mohana duhu ruperarati. Gupta brindaranya vasi deke niravadhi. Shri Swarupa Ramananda Rupa Sanatana. Raghunatha Haridasa Gadadhara Dhanna. Savabhoma Gopinatha Jivanu Gajana. Dekena Arati Shobha Durlaba Darshana. Nadia Prakashe Nityananda Gaura Nidhi. Hatita Pavana Kshetre Milaila Vidhi. Avichintya Nityananda Chaitanya Prakasha. Shri Guru Prasade Deke E Adhama Dasa. Jaya Nitai Chaitanya, Jaya Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Jaya Nitai Chaitanya. Jaya Nitai Chaitanya, Jaya Nitai Chaitanya, Nitai Chaitanya, Jaya Nitai Chaitanya. Hariharaya Namma Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Chandra. Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Rupa Sanatan Bhata Raghunatha. Shri Jiva Gopala Vata Dasa Raghunatha. Echai Gosai Kori Charana Vandan. Jaha hoite vignana shabishta puran. Echai gosai jar muitarada. Tasavara para renu mora panchagra. Tare racharan sevi bhakta saneva. Janame janame mora e abila. Echai gosai jabe braje kolaba. Radha Krishna Nitya Leela Korila Prakara Anande Bolo Hari Bhajya Vrindavan Sri Guru Vaishnava Pare Majjaya Man. Shri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriya. Hari Nam Sankirtana Kohe Narutamada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nittai Gora Haribo, La Haribo, La Haribo, La Haribo. Nittai Gora Haribo, La Haribo, La Haribo, Gora Haribo.